Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to another weekly edition of the End Time News Report. I hope you're ready. We're going to get into it big time today, as we always do. You know, these programs that we do are apologetical in nature, polemical in nature. And we just like to look at what's going on out there in the so-called church world, the institutional church, and just show you how none of it lines up with Scripture, and how many of these people who call themselves pastors and leaders and prophets and whatever, bishops, they're basically all phonies. So you're in for a treat today, and without any further ado, let me bring on my dear Sister Marie. We did a show yesterday. Sister AJ did her weekly show. And we talked about Creflo and his so-called repentant attitude, which we know he didn't repent. So let me encourage you to check out that show because, you know, when these guys say they repent, they're not repenting. These guys never repent. It's again, they're scamming you because they're full-time scam artists. Sister Marie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And you?
Doing good, doing good. Looking forward to today's show. Looking forward to just talking about somebody from my old neighborhood. My old neighborhood. So
I got 9 pages on him now.
Okay, good, good. So tell us what the broadcast is going to be about today.
Well, we're going to talk about that Brooklyn bishop who got robbed while he was live streaming. That Lamore Whitehead?
Right.
You know, I've redone the story that I had originally on it because I've been watching this guy since the news, I think it was July 25th. And so far, I've come up with 9 pages of interesting info on him. And I think I could have got more, bro, but, you know, just interesting. And it's like you said, do they change? Do these people repent? Should they be in the pulpit? Well, you judge, you know. Was he robbed? A
Absolutely.
Lot of questions.
Absolutely.
You know, we have questions here. And I, if anything, I think you should really analyze these people, you know, that are out there calling themselves bishops and all that, pastors, people in the pulpit. You really need to analyze what they're doing or what they've done and then put it together to find out, you know, if it makes sense. You know, if
Listen,
they should be there.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing with these bishops, as you and
mm-hmm.
I know, no one's taking them out because this is not a congregational church where the church hires the pastor and can fire him when they want to. No, these are nonprofit
mm-hmm.
organizations that these guys have started themselves, and it's basically,
right.
you know, a thieving. It's legal thieving, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. It's an opportunity for these people to legally steal, and they do it with the government's sanctioning,
mm-hmm.
really. Because
yeah, well, he's for profit, believe it or not.
Oh,
he
listen, they're all for profit. Yeah, they're all for profit.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But
yeah,
he actually signed up that way from what I can see.
Sure, they're all for profit.
Well, you said you didn't know him, which surprised me, not because of him, but from the neighborhood. You know that area well. And
yeah,
I'm
but the,
surprised
you, know, the,
you didn't
the,
know him.
Yeah, the
but
thing
he's kind
is
of a
I've been out of there.
Isn't he?
Yeah, I've been out of the neighborhood now for 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been out of the neighborhood for, I mean, you know, I'm 60, so I lived half my life there and then half, you know, the other half of my life,
right.
you know, I've been all over. So I know
mm-hmm.
the neighborhood well. I have lots and lots and lots of friends there. But this is a young man. How old is this clown?
44.
So, yeah, he would have never been in my circle.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't hang out with 44-year-olds. You know, I don't hang out with 44-year-old wannabes.
Yeah.
So he would have never been in my circle. My circle has serious people in it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and even if he did want to hang with us, we wouldn't let him.
That's right.
One look at his Mr. Magoo glasses and we would have said, no,
right.
not here. So, no.
Now,
so,
I sent you 2 pictures. Did you see those?
No, I did not. Let me take a quick look at them right now as we speak. All righty.
One picture, if you want to open them up while we're talking.
Yes.
Because we want to fully examine him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's one, yeah.
Now,
sure.
What picture do you have?
I have
the one
where
in
he
the...
has the... The mitre, the Catholic mitre and the robes and all that stuff. He's got the golden
right.
robe on. And his wife
right.
is there. I guess those are his kids or somebody. I don't know who those are.
Yeah.
But
now, picture number 2 is interesting because that picture is connected with a house he owns. And let me tell you what's interesting about that. I want you to look at the car that's parked out there.
Okay.
In that picture. If you can see it, you can only see half the car. That's connected.
Yeah, I got to reduce the picture because it's not letting me see. I can see a portion of the house, but the picture isn't giving. It's not letting me see the whole.
Yeah,
I can only see a portion. I can't even see the car.
Oh, okay.
So,
well,
it's
a white car, and I'm wondering if that's a Mercedes parked right out in front of its house.
Yeah.
Or right out beside
its house. Yeah. Yeah, and where is that mansion at?
I don't know. It didn't give me details on it. It's some of it, you know, he's been in real estate, so it's something connected to him. And that white car there, I said, is I wanted you to see if that's a Mercedes because he was robbed and there was a white Mercedes involved in that robbery and right next to the house that has something to do with him. You know, just a thought. Just something I came across.
So
let's examine him. You know, now I found something that I'm not sure if it's him or not, but I want to go through it because it very well could be. I want you to know that he does have aliases. You know, he it's like Lamar he's using, but he's also Lamar Whitehead.
Mm-hmm.
And he also uses the name Lamar Whitehead Miller.
Okay.
Now, that'll be interesting later on, okay, in our story here, the Miller part.
There
was a man with that name that was indicted by a grand jury in New Jersey for third degree receiving stolen property in 2006. Now, I had to read the legal work for this, so I'm going to break it down the best I can.
Right.
He pled guilty, but before sentencing, he was arrested on various theft-related offenses in New York. Thus, he was not charged or sentenced on the stolen property because he already had other things pending, right? Okay. He was, however, convicted on the New York charges and began serving, supposedly, a 20-year sentence. But we know they get out early, right? That was in 2008, supposedly. This guy, Ephraim, filed an appeal based on the fact that he wasn't tried on the stolen property within 180 days.
Mm-hmm.
This is from what I can tell from the lawyer's paperwork. So because they didn't charge him because they felt probably the New York charges would stick, right, on him. So they didn't bother with that within that 180-day period. So after he got convicted on the New York, he went back and filed an appeal because they didn't charge him within 180 days on the other, you know, case. So, interesting. I thought that was interesting. What do you think so far?
Yeah.
That's only just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
If that's him, it's one of those three names I use that he uses is involved in that.
Yep.
And we know that the time served is not, when they say 20, it's not 20. Because most states have good behavior, whatever, time reduced, things like that. But that was interesting. But, okay, then we move on. Lamar Whitehead, who goes by the name Pastor Lamar Whitehead, served 7 years in prison for identity theft and grand larceny. He's friends with the Brooklyn borough president, Eric Adams. They
Who is now the mayor. Yeah.
This gets sticky, bro. This gets sticky. Really sticky. Okay, he's now the mayor. Okay, they both wrote a letter of support to a judge on behalf of someone else who was involved in a check cashing scheme.
Oh.
Right? Little shady, isn't it? I mean, it's everything shady with this guy. It's interesting now, since the robbery, he's trying to push officials to pass a law to allow clergy to carry guns to protect themselves and their congregation. This is after the robbery, right? So he's pushing. He says, and I quote, "If teachers can have them, we should too." And then he added, "No matter if you have a record or not, we should be exempt." So what he's pushing for is for felons to be able to carry guns, you know, if, you know, for to carry guns and to pass a law with that, even if they're convicted of a felony. So that's just felonies possessing guns. Now, is that for church? I don't know. Or does he want it? You know, what do you think with that?
Well,
it's a little shady, I think, because felons cannot possess a gun.
Sure. Listen, he got robbed. He got robbed, right?
Yeah.
We don't
right.
know if it's an inside job. We don't know if that white car on his property is the car that
mm-hmm.
was used, right? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So him
right.
screaming and crying and wanting guns in churches is just an act to make people think he was really robbed, which I don't know if he was really
mm-hmm.
robbed.
Yeah,
we'll
I
find
don't know
we'll
either.
Find, right? So you got to,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, look, it's like the guy who, remember that guy in California who killed his wife, Lacey, what was her name? Lacey Peterson, right? The guy killed his
yes.
wife and the baby. But
mm-hmm.
when she disappeared, he was crying, "Lacey, come back. Lacey Connor, come back." And he was putting posters out everywhere. And meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
unbeknown to everybody else, he was calling his girlfriend, the massage therapist, to come over and give him
mm-hmm.
massages while he's crying before the cameras. So, listen.
That's right.
We don't know. You know, he could be screaming, "I want guns. We need guns in the church because I got robbed, and I'm going to be the crusader for this." And, you know, we don't know if he robbed himself.
Yeah.
We don't know.
And we surely don't want him robbing it. They already rob him in the pulpit with the ties. We sure don't want a felon to have a gun to rob him.
Right.
To use
sure.
a gun on him. You know. You know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Well, this is what he reported. This is what he reported stolen. He said that he had a Cuban link chain worth $390,000. Okay. He had a men's gold watch worth $200,000. He had a $125,000 wedding ring stolen, a $75,000 Rolex, a $75,000 Cavalier watch, a $50,000 wedding ring, because they were both robbed, remember? That's the other wedding ring. A $25,000 Episcopal ruby and diamond ring. That should tell you what they pay for those things.
Mm-hmm.
Another Episcopal ring worth $25,000. A pair of earrings worth $25,000. $20,000 diamond and emerald cross. So if you put the ring and the cross together, that's a lot of money. You know?
Yeah.
Think about it. $45,000 for a ring and a cross. They had, he had another Episcopal ring, so that makes three worth $20,000. So he's now reporting three stolen Episcopal rings. I don't know who the other one belonged to. another Episcopal cross that he says is worth $15,000, and another cross, Episcopal gold cross, that one's gold, he says, worth $10,000. Now, that doesn't make sense to me, all these things, and to go to church on Sunday with all these things. So it comes out to over $1 million, $1,055,000, something like that, dollars that he had on when he went to church, bro. That day. Think about it.
Yeah.
Don't you find it odd
that he on that day has more gold on him than Mr. T?
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Who wears that much gold? Tell me. Who?
Right.
Now, Mr. T wears
no
it
one
because,
I know.
Right. Mr. T wears it because that's his signature mark. The mohawk,
yeah.
And you know, and the chains around his neck, and the I pity the fool. I mean, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that if Mr. T walked up to this guy's church, he would say to him, I pity the fool. Because that's what he is, a fool.
Well, do you find it convenient that he was streaming on a live stream when he was robbed, right? And
right.
Because robbers normally shun cameras, bright lights, and witnesses. Normally, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Again.
Why wouldn't
again.
They rob him in the dark when he left or when he was on his own? Why would they pick? I mean, I would question. Here he is in front of a camera, live streaming over the internet.
Yeah.
In the broad daylight with witnesses.
Listen. Why not rob him at home? Why
yeah,
not rob him
exactly.
at home? Because at home, he's got more money than at the church. Because if that fool has $1 million on him, you know he's got to
yeah.
have $2 or $3 million at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can really
yeah.
go through the whole
Good
house.
Question.
You can really
mm-hmm.
go through the whole house and get him to cough up the safe number and all that. Because in that video, you saw how punked out he was. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he was punk. He punked out. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So no, I don't. The FBI is so smart.
Mm-hmm.
When this guy sits with them and says, you know, oh, they came to the church and the live stream and, dude, it sounds like a setup. It sounds
yeah.
like you know
yeah.
you want it. I remember one time I was watching Forensic Files.
Right.
And this guy killed his wife in the hotel room, right? He killed her. He bludgeoned her. Then
mm-hmm.
he went downstairs and he told the doorman. Now, the doorman never seen him before because, you know, the doorman, people, you know, will go into a hotel, register, stay a night, and leave, right? So the doorman
mm-hmm.
testifies, I never saw this guy before. But then he comes down and he tells me, listen, my name is so-and-so. I'm going for a jog. The time is. So don't you find it suspicious when somebody that you don't know from Adam comes and tells you, the lowly doorman, who can care less about who he is and what he's doing there, you come
right.
down and say, listen, my name is so-and-so. Well, I don't need to. I don't
is.
Even care, right? I'm
yes.
in room such and
yep.
such. I'm going for a jog. The time is so.
Yeah.
You know. So when he kills his wife, of course, now the district attorney says, look, he made it a point to
mm-hmm.
have the doorman give him an alibi.
That's right.
Right. So when you
mm-hmm.
try to be too slick. And you try to put too much stuff in the record, they catch you. Because
yeah.
it's not normal behavior. Just like it's not
exactly.
normal behavior to have all that jewelry on you. It's not normal. Who wears $1 million in jewelry. Who wears that? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Right.
It just, it
you
just,
know,
the,
that's a good point, because it's the same with the camera. Why would he, you know, is that a witness? He has a room full of witnesses. You know, who does that as a criminal? And I want to know, what kind of criminal drives a Mercedes? Especially to a robbery. Is that someone who needs money, or someone who already has money? Right?
Listen.
Think about it.
Listen. Criminals don't have those
Let's
kinds of
cars. Let's
solve
this case.
The criminals don't have...
That's my
listen,
point.
Thugs don't... That's not a getaway vehicle for thugs. It's, you know? So... None of this makes any sense.
Who robbed
sense.
You? I don't know, but it was a white Mercedes. Sorry. That guy didn't need the money if he's driving a white Mercedes, you know? Oh, my goodness.
It's just silly. They will get down to this. I mean, and if the
mm-hmm.
FBI is involved, they got this guy. He's, you know.
I hope so. Because
yeah.
he seems to get out of a lot. Okay. Well, Whitehead said the media lured the crooks to his church and that the thieves put a gun to his 8-month-old daughter's face. Now, I didn't see that. Was that in the video? I didn't see that. That was
no,
off camera, if that
no.
happened.
Right.
That's what he says happened, but no one witnessed that. Outside, you know, as far as the video goes.
Mm-hmm,
but now
mm-hmm.
I want you to remember that he said the media lured the crook to the church. It's the media's fault here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, moved to tears, Whitehead called for officials to protect houses of worship, to be able to bear arms, whether they're felons or not. So to me, so far, this is looking a little political and financial. The motivation behind it could be either way. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's like with Paula White or with any one of these scam artists, you don't know what their reasoning is.
Right.
Because, you know, sin makes you stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Sin.
Right.
Right? It just, you know, it mm-hmm. just makes you stupid. And you try to be clever, like the guy who told the guy, the doorman, you know, he told him everything. And the doorman says, I don't give two craps what you're telling me. In his head he's saying that, you know, because
mm-hmm.
What, If I'm a lowly doorman and you have a room up in the penthouse and you're a snob and a snoot, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be polite to you because it's my job, but I'm not really, you know, and you come down to me and giving me information. By the way, it's just useless information. I mean, the guy didn't say to him, look, I work at the New York Stock Exchange. Let me give you a nice tip on a stock you should buy. He didn't tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
He's
yeah,
giving,
right.
You know, my name is so-and-so. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for a jog. Again, who cares? My
Here's
room
my
number
business
is...
card.
Right. Exactly. Who cares? Nobody
yeah.
cares, dude. Nobody cares.
Really?
So he went out of his
yeah.
way. And whenever you go out of your way to inform people is because you're up to something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's you're
yeah.
up to something. So,
well,
it is what it is.
Here's a thought. If he could afford that much jewelry, you know, why couldn't he afford better security rather than ask for a gun? Why don't he just pay for better security for his building? That's just being logical.
But
no,
but,
he'd rather have felon with guns. But go ahead.
No, no. The, see, TD Jakes has bouncers.
Mm-hmm.
All of these preachers. Eddie Long, wherever Eddie Long went, he had bouncers.
Right.
All of these big name, and listen, it's not because so much they're in danger. It's just image. They have an
right.
image. You know, they like people to know I'm special. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if T.D. Jakes ever goes to the Golden Corral, he's got three guys opening up two doors.
Right.
Because that's their job. Their job is, you know, and then, you know, they got these little walkie-talkies like they, you know, they're wannabe security people. And, you know, because that's the image. They're trying to convey an image of importance.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So, you know, for this guy to have that much gold and that much position and not even have mm-hmm. a dog to bark.
Right.
I
saw his dog. He was
yeah.
sitting there reading the Bible or something. A
yeah.
book on his
Yeah, sure.
He never
yeah.
even got on the floor. At first I was looking at that guy until I did this guy's background. I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
Because I thought, that's a setup from that guy. Because that guy's
sure.
not even nervous. You know.
Correct.
You know, he didn't fall on his face. He, you know, get down. He's still looking at a book. I mean, this guy was bothered. If that's a security team,
mm-hmm.
he better hire a new one. So, okay, he's currently being sued by a former congregant who claims he fleeced her out of her life savings. He denies that allegation. But she's suing him.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Sure.
This is the bishop now. You can't say anything
yeah.
bad against the bishop, can you?
Sure, and there should be other people suing these bishops.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
should be other people.
Exactly. If people would take steps to, you know, do things and actually follow through with the police with certain things, they wouldn't get away with it like they think
right.
they can, you know.
Sure.
So take
sure.
them to court. Now, with the finances, he says he keeps his personal business and the financial dealings separate from the church, which he says pays him no salary. He said he doesn't get any salary from the church. But, there's a big but, what he offers is members for his members. He gives them free financial training so they can prosper like he has.
Oh.
Oh. Ew.
Yeah. No.
Sure.
Yeah.
He said
I mean,
it's about having multiple streams of income. Everyone
sure.
wants to box me in, he says. These are his quotes. I am just quoting him.
Yep.
What do you got to say? Anything? Is there anything right you can say?
Listen, the multiple streams of income is, this is the multiple streams of income. Sister so-and-so gives me her tithes. Brother so-and-so gives me his tithes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got different plantation workers. That's
yeah.
the multiple stream.
That's
the multiple stream.
That's a
stream.
Good point.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, what are the streams? Well, I will ask Bro, because he's a pastor. What are these multiple streams that he's talking about? You know, if he gets no income from the church, what would that be? Well, you just answered it. He really does, you know, get money elsewhere, obviously, to afford, you know, what he does. And I think we'll see through what he's doing here. He states he's an entrepreneur. who made much of his money in real estate. Now, by the looks of the house that I sent you, that picture, I would say he has lots of money. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean,
this is real estate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care what the guy owns. I look at that Bishop picture, and I say clown. That's
mm-hmm.
all.
Yeah, exactly. Yellow.
See,
What's the yellow stand for? The yellow
yeah.
suit, by the way.
Yeah. So
there's scarlet,
so,
there's purple, but yellow. What's the yellow mean?
Well, the yellow means nothing. It's just the embroidery. It's gold embroidery, and they use that. They see that's what they wear when they are officially made a bishop.
Oh.
But then after the ceremony, then they go back to wearing the purple. Now there
Got
may
it.
Be a day. There may be a day when all the bishops get together. And then they may decide among themselves that they're going to put on the clown suits. So then on that day, he'll show up with his pointy hat and his gold outfit.
Rainbow
like the
colors,
rest of them.
Right?
Yeah. 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 But, you know, that stuff, that embroidery, all that cost a pretty penny. Right?
Yes.
And,
yes,
and,
I would
and
think
what
so.
Is he, and what is he the bishop of? Eight people? I mean, so
who knows?
It's
the inside of the church. Look, to me, when I was looking at that robbery, I don't know anything about this church other than the inside where he was standing looked like a storefront to me. You know, I mean, honestly, look at the decor behind him. You saw the decor. There was nothing. It wasn't
right.
elaborate in by any means. So. You know, made me wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So another interesting thing is he was able to orchestrate the surrender of Andrew Abdullah, you know, who fatally shot the Goldman Sachs researcher to the mayor. Right?
Right.
He
right.
helped in that. So, but before he did that, did you know that he called the media first? And then he showed up at the police precinct in a Rolls Royce wearing a thick gold chain and an expensive blazer, a brand name blazer. So before he joined the guy in, he called the media. The
yeah.
same media that he
mm-hmm.
said accused of luring the robbers to his church. So he announced to the media what he was doing before he did that. I found that interesting. You may not.
Well, no, the thing is... See,
all these little things.
No, the thing is, see, these guys love the media when the media puts mics in their faces and gives them accolades, but they don't like the media when the media calls them on something suspicious. See?
Right,
and then
yep.
when the media does that, then they call if they don't like what the media is doing, they call the race card, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys
mm-hmm.
are just coming against a black man. No,
mm-hmm.
We're just coming against a stupid man who didn't know how to pull off a robbery.
Exactly. So now we'll go back to his record. The identity theft scam involved $2 million. Think about it. That's
mm-hmm.
a lot of money.
Right.
He was released in 2013. And that involved, by the way, multiple victims from Long Island and Brooklyn. So this was not just one person. This was several people from that area. So $2 million. However, he has nothing but praise for the police. You know, he really praises the police department in New York. And that's interesting because his own father was a civic leader, and his name was, here we go, Arthur Miller. okay?
Mm-hmm.
He died in 1978 during an altercation with the police. Now, I think that was a real problem from what I read on it. You know, he had an altercation with the police, and I think it was a bit of police brutality. But Whitehead said he works hand-in-hand with law enforcement today, which is scary if he's this bad a criminal that the police department would even recognize him. But the Miller name, what's interesting is when I was researching his aliases, remember, he uses Lamar Whitehead Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And that's attached to that first case that we were talking about.
Right, right, right.
So there's a connection there. Okay. So he was ordained as bishop in 2016, but registered as a for-profit in 2014. So that was 1 year after getting out of prison. So if he had a jailhouse conversion, he went from an unbeliever to a Kojak or whatever they're called, bishop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's his conversion. That's his jailhouse conversion.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
And here's another thing. He also claimed to have founded a youth mentorship program. Now, that was rebuffed by the NYPD and the DA in Brooklyn. Now, he raised funds for this program, for these programs, bro. But the NYPD and the DA in Brooklyn, they say that this mentorship program doesn't exist. That's a scam,
so maybe,
if I've ever heard one.
Maybe that's why the FBI is investigating, right?
Yeah, are they involved in it?
Well, the FBI.
Well, I guess
has...
they would be for that amount of, yeah, for that amount of money, yes.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, because one thing is raising funds for a church. Another thing is raising funds for the NYPD.
Mm-hmm.
See? And, you know, are they letting this, why would the NYPD take funds from a guy when the NYPD is not supposed to be taking anything from anybody because the NYPD is
mm-hmm.
funded by the New York taxpayer, New York City taxpayer?
Correct, correct.
So...
And they deny
it.
They rebuff it, you know, and they say that they didn't. But, of course, and the DA in Brooklyn said that they didn't. But
right.
he founded that program, and he's promoting it as NYPD-backed because both the NYPD and the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce refuted
right.
the existence of Whitehead initiatives after the pastor claimed to be working hand-in-hand with them. Do you see he lied there?
Right, right.
He was telling everybody this is NYPD, you know, backed. And they said, no, it's not. There's not even a program that exists. And yet there was funds collected for it. That's a little...
Yeah,
he raised funds for the programs. That's a little shady.
Yeah. That's very shady.
Beyond and illegal.
Sure. And where's the money?
Is that gaming laws? Would that fall under gaming laws in your state?
No, you can't.
I don't
you
know.
You can't raise money for an institution that is funded. You know, the NYPD also gets federal money because you
mm-hmm.
have to remember that the NYPD falls under a special category. Because we are ground zero for terrorism. So
mm-hmm.
they have the NYPD has a terrorism task force, and
correct.
That is funded by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
So it,
yeah.
you know, not only is it funded by state dollars, tax
mm-hmm.
revenue, but also it gets some extra money, which other departments don't get. You know, they don't send money, terrorism money, to Alaska. They don't give Maine or Vermont terrorism money? Why do they give New York terrorism money? Because New York is where the Twin Towers came down.
Correct. Correct.
It's, you see what I'm saying? So
yeah, I do.
Why would NYPD need fundraising when they get more money than any other police department on the face of the planet?
Well, he can tell them anything, can he? I mean,
yeah,
he could just say anything. But it came back on him because NYPD spokesman Lieutenant Grimple said there was no mentorship program involving kids shadowing different NYPD officers at a sports day organized by the ministry and hosted by a former New York Giants player in Vaughn King Park. So what he did here is had a, looks like a fundraiser.
Right.
And said it was a mentorship program in this park and even brought in a former New York Giants player, right, for these kids. And the police had to say, no, it's not us. We're not mentoring kids here like he says we are. You would think that they would have come down on him pretty hard, right, at this
right.
point. Why aren't
well,
they?
Well, again, his relationship with now,
mm-hmm.
his relationship with the former Brooklyn Borough president who is now mayor.
Yep.
Is there a cover-up going on?
Yep. That's what I'm wondering. I mean, I hate to say that, but, you know, it smells to me. This whole thing
sure.
smells. So when you're looking at just a robbery of $1 million and people are going, oh, well, when you start looking at it, you're wondering what else is going on. You know,
right.
You start getting a little deeper, you dig
mm-hmm.
a little deeper, and it's like, I'm not sure I want to know all this, you know.
Sure. Sure.
But I'm sure the people of New York would like to know all this.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Maybe, I don't know if you voted
yet. I don't know if you can hear this. I don't know if you can hear the rumbling in the background, but we have a thunderstorm coming in, so just in case the lights go out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
it's raining now. We had that last night, and I actually spent quite a bit of time in the basement because we were under tornado warnings.
Okay.
It was bad. It was really bad. And it's still raining now, and we had some thunder earlier. So it's gone on. You know, we've only had a short break from it. So
right.
Okay.
Right.
Whitehead is also said to have an outstanding loan of $261,000 to Monterey Symphony conductor Maximo Darman, and that's according to a 2009 lawsuit. The bishop once worked as a mortgage broker for the classical music figure. That's interesting. So he still has an outstanding loan of $261,000 to this guy. He signed a note of promise and never paid it back. So technically that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you there? Okay.
I'm here.
The music figure's go ahead.
Might as well kiss that
Tell
money
me about
goodbye.
This guy.
Kiss that money goodbye.
Yeah, I can't pay it back. I just got robbed.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
And not only that, think about this. You owe this guy this money, and yet you have $1 million in jewelry on you. Why don't you pay this guy back?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Pay the guy back. Pay the guy back, and then you can have $750,000 of jewelry on you. And give the guy back his
mm-hmm.
quarter of $1 million.
So he's a thief, too. He not only lies, he's a thief.
Listen,
let's just make it simple here. Well, he signed a note of promise and never paid it back. Now, the music figure, that man's lawyer, is after him yet, and he said to the New York Post, he says, I'm trying to get him, Whitehead, to pay my client's judgment. So he's already been had a judgment against him, and it's increasingly difficult and frustrating. Why? Why is it that he can have a judgment against him and no, you know, even the lawyer having a hard time getting the money or getting, he's getting frustrated because even suing this guy, you know, and winning, and he still can't get the money. And yet he's going around wearing, you know, driving these Rolls Royces.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, designer clothes, millions of dollars worth of jewelry. And he can't get his $261,000 back off him, even with a judgment against him. Why is that?
Crazy, crazy. Like I said,
crazy.
You, if
something
you have,
wrong.
I mean, think about it. You have $1 million in jewelry. Why would you? Why would you burn a bridge? Right? If this guy was good to you, why would you burn a bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Just say, hey, here's your money back. I just sold $250,000 in jewelry. Here's all your money. Thank you for helping me out. Right? Because to get money is getting worse now. Banks aren't giving loans. You're not getting loans from a bank today. Banks are tightening up their purses. Banks aren't giving squat. So if you know someone who has money and they've been good to you, pay them back. This way in the future, if you need another loan, this person says, okay, he paid me. He'll pay me again.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
but
that's
he's a thief.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. I know,
so
I know
don't
lots
think
of,
like that.
Yeah. I know lots of people
in a
that have money. And that's how they behave. They... You know, you loan me his money back. Here's your money back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was also sued by a former volunteer for the Adams campaign for a seat in the New York Senate. Brian Etta told the New York Post, I'm surprised from what I know about Eric Adams that he would have a guy like this, like Lemoore, he said Whitehead, connected in any way to him, let alone closely connected.
Well,
we're surprised too, aren't we?
Well, again, you know, these guys want to win, right? So that's what... They look for people.
Well, they win, but nobody looks at what they're doing behind the scenes. You know, they win because, I mean, you could go down to a polling place and they win. Half the people don't even know the issues or what these people stand for when they vote. People do that all the time.
Right.
I don't know. You know, like even we just had our primary and, you know, I wanted one person because he was for the entire woke movement. He understood it. And I thought, well, I'll vote for him. But the one that gets the opportunity to run against Gretchen, she is backed by Trump, you see? She's, I didn't think she was the best to run against Gretchen. But because she said, and because Trump backed her, people flocked to the polls and just voted for her.
Yep.
You know, and that's what people do, don't they? So be aware of this guy.
Sure.
You know, that's the thing. The other guy would have been better for the state. I mean, if you realize he would have took everything out of the schools where the kids have been, all the things we did have done shows on. This guy was against, you know, was
mm-hmm.
understood what was
right,
going
right.
on, right to a T. No, they wanted
mm-hmm.
one just because Trump supported her. And she
yeah,
stands
yeah.
for nothing, you know,
mm-hmm.
really. So
right, right.
Okay. The guy that I was just talking about, that Brian, he filed a lawsuit against Whitehead 15 years ago, accusing him of stealing $19,000 from a sale of a home in Brooklyn. He dropped the charges when he found out Whitehead was already in jail for another offense. So he dropped it. It's like, what more can I do? The guy's in jail. So this guy is out $19,000 by him. You know.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I tell
yeah.
you. Look, when you have that many people chasing you,
mm-hmm.
It all can't be the white man is after me or the
right.
white man wants to tear me down.
Mm-hmm.
No. You did this to yourself. You brought this upon yourself. That's what, you know. So, it's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, see his background? This is a bishop. Now we're talking about a bishop in the church, right?
Right.
Now, Whitehead denies his innocence in this stuff, you know, and especially the last two claims. And he said that both suits were handled in court and dealt with. They weren't. Because if you remember, there was a judgment against him. He never paid
mm-hmm.
it, and this guy dropped the charge. So he lied there.
Right.
But yet, after all this, Adams continues to back him. After all this, he still continues to back him. I still find that strange. But, okay, the bishop's mother has also been awarded an honorary citation by the mayor at the Borough Hall.
That tells you everything right there. I mean, that just tells you everything. I mean, why is his mama getting something now?
That to me was clinched it. You know, it's like, okay,
yeah.
now I don't have to ask questions. Okay. And rapper Foxy Brown, that's his cousin.
Okay.
He was given an honorary key to Brooklyn the beginning of
mm-hmm.
this year. I think it was February.
Sure, sure.
He was given, that's his cousin.
Yeah,
that
no
doubt.
That
should tell you more.
Sure, absolutely.
That should tell you more.
Absolutely.
Oh.
It just gets
worse. Wow, this guy really, doesn't it get worse? It gets worse.
I'm telling you.
Oh, you know
what? I'm telling you. And how we...
These are bishops.
But, you know, again, these are bishops that are made, they've made themselves. No one, you know,
mm-hmm.
no one, who takes these guys serious, you know?
Yeah.
He was ordained as
a bishop in 2016. But he was only a pastor in 2014.
But
he was made bishop within 2 years.
Because, again, yeah. you know, George Blumer started a Bible college in his church, which is not really a Bible college. And then in the
mm-hmm.
first year graduation, the dean of the school gave Blumer a doctorate. So he's Dr.
Yeah.
Blumer without ever cracking open a book.
Yeah.
Right? Dr. Blumer.
Yeah.
He goes around, you know, I'm Dr. Blumer. Doctor of what? Doctor of what?
Right.
Do
you find that, if anything, when someone goes in, or is made a bishop and they're in the pulpit, this just shows what kind of person they are ahead of time. And yet people flock to these churches. And, bro, you got to say, or you've got to ask why. You know, how could you know these things and still support this guy and say that he's called of God, you know?
Well,
he's called to somebody, but I don't think God called him into that because these crimes are still happening, you know? You understand
no,
what I'm saying with this?
No, he look, this is, again.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and this just shows, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Soon, they're going to start cracking down.
Mm-hmm.
On all this church stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they look at this guy and they say, how could a preacher end up with $1 million of jewelry on him? Right?
Yep.
How, you know, he's got
yep.
these luxury cars. He's got different kinds of... They're going to say, wait a minute. You got... Creflo's got a $65 million plane. This one... Jesse Duplantis
mm-hmm.
got a $7 million home there in Louise. You got this guy over here with about $1 million, you know, jewelry heist. You got. They're going to start saying, wait a minute. And tax, you know, you have Americans today. You have people today who can't eat. They can't pay their light bill. They can't pay. I was listening to the news today.
Right.
Credit card use is on the rise, but it's not
mm-hmm.
because people are going on vacation or whatever. They're just buying groceries with their credit card.
Correct.
Right? So you have
yep.
And think about the winter's coming now. You know, how are you going to fill your tank with oil? Right?
Much prayer.
So,
it's much prayer.
Yeah. So you have
much
you have
yeah.
you have a clown like this
mm-hmm.
who's got money coming out of everywhere. Because,
yeah.
you know, he's got a racket going. That's going to end. It's gonna,
well,
all
Satan
that's going to
surely
end.
Rewards his workers, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end
yeah.
of the day. I'm telling you.
Sure. Sure. All that's going to come to an end. All of it. All of it.
Well, not only that, look at how they mock Christianity due to these things. And I see it all the time. Well, they call themselves a Christian, but look at them. Look at how they live. They're driving this, you know, and they condemn all Christians because of the behavior of a few.
Right.
Or people that say they're Christian.
Correct.
You just say I'm a Christian, and then, you know, and I see it all the time. People are, that's why I'm not a Christian, because they're hypocrites,
right.
you know. So it really, you know, it's really not a good look, and it's hard. It ruins everyone else trying to preach the gospel because they're still looking at him and all his money and all his schemes. You see what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
terrible. Terrible.
Sure.
So,
and again, all of these preachers,
mm-hmm.
they're flamboyant, right?
Yep.
To
say the least.
Yeah. And now in the little towns where I pastor,
mm-hmm.
every single pastor I know, every single one, gets a little bit of money from the church and then has a second job. Every
mm-hmm.
pastor I know up here.
Yep.
I'm the exception to the rule. I don't take any money from the church. But every
mm-hmm.
pastor I know, and how do I know this? Because there's a little fellowship, and when they meet, I sit back with my cup of coffee, and I hear them talk, and they talk
mm-hmm.
about how their churches are empty and how they cut their salary back, and they've all had
yep.
to take a second job.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's how I know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is pastor. Yeah, sure.
You
sure.
know,
well,
those are
again,
the ones called.
Yeah. Well, these are the ones who think they're called, because if you were called, well, I can't say this, but Stop griping. Stop being a baby. If your church is empty, there's a reason. You stink. Plain and simple.
Yeah, you've done that teaching.
You're awful. You're just awful. That's
yep.
it.
Yep.
That's it.
Well, there's a lot of factors. One, that could be one.
Well, here's
but
the
then
other
it's
thing.
These clowns, people
yeah.
are burnt out, you know, watching these clowns. So
right. So you have a little town of 500 people. You have a little hamlet of 500 people, and you have seven churches.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people you think you're going to have in your church? You're not going to have
many.
A lot of you. You're not going to have a mega church. Here you are. You watch CDJs, and I want to be like. But dude, there's only 500 people in your church. And by the way, your own kids don't even want to come and hear you preach.
That's bad.
So, you know, it's just a matter of being real. Be real. Be real. You live in a town of 500. If you get 50 people, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah. You're going to get who the Lord sends if you're
yeah.
a real church. You know, whether
right.
that be 10, you know, he may
sure.
give you 10. Then he may
right.
increase it, and he can decrease it. He can do whatever he wants. But if you're real,
correct.
A real pastor preaching the correct gospel, you don't even think about that. You tend to the ones you have.
Right.
You know, quit counting the numbers. Or looking
yep.
for more. It's
yep.
only the Lord can open eyes, you
yep.
know, and send people to the right place. He's the only one that can do that.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. As
so
far
Whitehead,
as the youth guy, go
yeah,
ahead.
So Whitehead has a trail of money, and it's all
mm-hmm.
the people coming, you know. And he's
yep.
very lucky. He's very lucky because They send in people that break legs and break arms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you mess with people, when you mess with people and you jerk them around when it comes to their money,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't, you know, they can come up with, they can pay somebody $20,000 to break your legs.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then, you know, put you in a wheelchair for life.
Mm-hmm.
Whitehead is very lucky. He's a very lucky man.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a very
especially
lucky
there.
Man.
I mean, that
yeah.
area, I would say, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as far as the youth guidance program, he claims he never solicited funds for that, but that's, you know, been disputed on that.
Right.
But the organization's website has a donate button on it, even though he says he doesn't collect funds for it.
Right.
And that was until a few weeks ago, right? It changed.
Right.
All of a sudden it changed.
Mm-hmm.
It refocused its mission a few weeks ago. And they refocused it where they're saying now services rather than youth programs. Because, you know, the NYPD blew that for him by telling the
right,
truth.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
he just changed the name to services rather than youth program,
mm-hmm.
which
right.
he initially promoted. So, you know, I'm not sure
right.
he did that a few weeks ago. Was this before or after? I don't know. In 2015, Whitehead was abusing his then 7-year-old son. Now, that's according to a release report in relation to a parole violation that he had, on top of other things.
Right, right.
The claims were dropped after no evidence of assault was found. Now, that's according to the Department of Corrections and the Community Service, right?
Right.
But Whitehead was later arrested the same year in Uniondale, Long Island, for violation of an order of protection. And that's by the Nassau County Police. I think those are all right because that's what they had down there. So
yeah,
you know
yeah.
if what I'm saying is correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whitehead has repeatedly denied that he would ever beat his son, All charges relating to the incident were eventually dismissed. Why? If he was arrested for violation of an order, right? Or
right.
Violation of a protection order, then one would have had to have been obtained in the first place, right?
Right, right.
In the same year, 2015. And that involved
mm-hmm.
his son. Not good.
Yeah,
not good.
Not good is right.
And that picture I sent you, I don't see a son in that picture. I see three daughters. Unless the
yeah.
baby's a son. I don't know. But, no, this was back then. So I only see the daughters.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's had another relationship somewhere, no doubt.
Yep.
Whitehead has repeatedly denied that he would ever beat his son. All charges were related to the incident were dropped. We talked about that. Mayor Adams has often sought advice from Whitehead on social issues. However, he has declared that no undeclared funds were given to the leaders of Tomorrow's Founder. So the founder. So Adams was claiming that there is no way that he gave his church or his ministry money, Mayor
right.
Adams, right? Does seek advice from Whitehead on social issues. Why would you go to this guy?
Well, again,
something shady.
Something
shady,
yeah.
bro.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So we've reviewed him quite a bit. He has, so I went up and I kind of reviewed his friend or related accounts to him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear them? And
sure.
that's only a few. I'm only going to give you a few. Okay, he's connected as friends with Larry Reed Live, Jamal Bryant.
Be. Yeah, it used to be. That Larry, that's used to be.
Yeah. Okay, what happened
yeah.
there?
Mm-hmm. Well, they had a fight.
Okay.
They had a fight, and there was a screaming match on Larry Reed Live because Larry was laughing at the video
mm-hmm.
Of the burglary, and
mm-hmm.
Larry was laughing, and Larry had a prophetess with him, and they were laughing. And this preacher basically came on to yell at them, and he called the female prophetess, he called her a fat slob.
Wow.
So, yeah, Whitehead did all that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. See, that's news to me because I don't watch him. So
right.
thank you for that
right.
information. Okay, but it's still he still had him listed. So... So we have Jamal Bryant. How about T.D. Jakes? Of course.
I don't know anything about Jakes and this guy.
Yeah? Well, he's connected through his account, friend's account, right?
Right.
How about Aventer Gray?
Yeah,
that's
Pastor John
Gray's
Gray? Wife. Yeah.
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 Well,
I
for a while, we don't know with his latest.
Yeah. Sure.
Whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
If they're still together. You know, I don't even know what to call that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But he needs to get out. You know, he's a good example.
Sure.
Lexi Allen. Andrew Caldwell. Of course, he has Diddy on his list of friends. How about 50 Cent?
Yeah, 50 Cent is denying that they have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he's, yeah. Well, he's friends with him on his account. Spiritual
mm-hmm.
Word. Ricky Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg, has he denied him too?
No, I don't know anything about Snoop Dogg.
Okay. World Star Hip Hop.
Don't know who that is.
Now, this was interesting. Big Sexy Official. And that's called Bryant B.
Don't know who that is either.
It's a Bryant. Made me wonder. You know, that's a different name for Bryant. You know what I'm saying? Jamal. Big sexy official. I mean, I did wonder about that. Kurt Franklin, of course. Cardi B. Real Talk Kim. Real Fabulous Life. Archbishop Jordan E. Bernard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not happening either, because when he cussed out Larry Reed, he said, "You can run back to Bishop Jordan. Bishop Jordan doesn't scare me." So he burnt that bridge too.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. You know, that's interesting. What you're telling me here is interesting. And I'm wondering if they're trying to distance themselves from him. You know what I'm saying? Because stuff could go down on this guy. He could.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Too much exposure, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know where this is going to end up.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. Atlanta's pastors, he's connected to Prophet Brian Carn, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Mark House of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
King Jive Show.
Yep.
Bishop Drew. What's his last name? Sherrard? Is that Sherrard? I don't know how that is.
Yep.
If that's how that's pronounced or not.
Yep.
That's just a few of his friends, which normally tells you a lot, you know, of where he's at. So we're still asking, you know?
Yep.
Is this guy, should he be there? Now, I have an audio, because just yesterday, you know, the pastor, it says here, it says, the headline says, "Pastor robbed of $400K, it's more than that, according to what he turned in to police, in jewelry, shows off prayer closet, and it's full of designer clothes, shoes, and diamonds," which makes sense. Why would he steal at the church and not go to this guy's house? But if you want to play that, it's only a minute long.
Okay, here it is.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Bishop Whitehead, and I'm going to walk you into my prayer closet. This is my prayer closet. And one would think that, wow, look at your closet. Got all my priestly robes and more. Designer coats, you name it. Gucci, Louis, you name it. Fendi, you name it. More coats. And then when you walk into my shoe closet, every designer wear for days. But I didn't come on to talk about designer wear.
Yeah, well, make sure all that goes with you to hell.
Yeah.
This way when you...
And that goes to your house. They come to your house, the robbers, now.
Listen, the question is, why didn't they... It's a cleaner job.
Yes,
think about
exactly.
It. You go in at night, and it's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's quiet.
Yep.
So it could have been, so to do this at the church and to have it on video serves him well.
Yes. We're starting to get a better picture, aren't we? I think with the information out, we're starting to get a better picture. Is this a real robbery or not? I think.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And we'll find out.
I mean,
soon.
I think we can see through. Yeah, we will.
Yep.
But
absolutely.
It's interesting because in that audio there, he uses the Bishop Lamore Miller Whitehead. You see what I'm saying? That Miller, the first.
Right.
I told you one of his aliases.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, that's no inner storage chamber or secret room, is it, that you were looking at? No, no. Not at all.
Yeah.
So it is what it is with him. I mean, I don't know what more, you know, we can say about him. Bro, what do you say?
He's a wicked man, and he's trouble. He owes a lot of people money. He's under FBI. He's under the eye, the watchful eye of the FBI. And now that he put this video up about his prayer room, well, criminals are going to come to his house and see if he's praying. And if he's not praying, they're going to bop him upside the head, put the gun muzzle in his mouth, and tell him, give me the number to the safe or we'll blow your brains out.
Yep.
He's going to really start using that room for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because what moron, what moron, after getting robbed, you claimed they put a gun to your wife's head and to your baby. So why would you show them where the other riches are so that they can come for part two?
Well, that was my question, too. That was exactly my question on this, is why take them to your home? Because remember, he said that the media lured them to his church. So then he posts that. So who's luring them to his home? He is. If it's a robbery.
Again, this is a moron.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
Right. You know, the mafia, right? The mafia was very low-key. The mafia didn't want the FBI to know what they had. They were just very low-key. Mm-hmm. This guy is telegraphing.
Yep.
Right? He's saying, hey, look what I got.
Good word. Yep.
And it's just, if his wife was upset before the robbery, and then she's going to be more upset now because he's saying, hey, look at me.
That's a good thought.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
So we need to recognize the obvious here.
Yeah, would you mind it if I put on the Larry Reed clip with him?
No, if it's decent, you know, I mean, how long is it?
It's decent.
Yeah,
it's
sure,
decent,
you can do. I mean vulgar, because I know that guy can get really vulgar, that one. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. I think, you know, you're enlightening me. I thought I had a lot on him, but I don't watch Larry Reed, so this could be interesting.
Go ahead. All right, here's a little clip.
If I want certain parts of Atlanta, I don't drive my car. I drive something else while I Uber there.
Well, Larry, I'm still ghetto. I'm still a little ghetto. And the Lord, he's doing something in me, but I'm still a little ghetto. See, you see these, like this right here, see a costume jewelry. This was like $9.99. You see what I'm saying? So.
Now, this is, of course, Larry Reed. And then this is Genevieve Warren, Prophetess Genevieve Warren. And they're talking about why this guy is stupid. He should be carrying that jewelry on him. That, you know, Larry Reed just said, if I go to a bad neighborhood in Atlanta, I don't take my expensive vehicle. And she said, this is why I wear cosmetic jewelry, because you don't want to get mugged, right? So, okay.
Correct.
So even though, no, seriously, like I have some tennis braces and things like that are authentic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think a lot of times people are very showy because of that rejection that they're still battling. But the truth of the matter is that when people don't care for you, they just don't care for you. And I think that's why he's offering $50,000. I got $50,000. I'm putting up. Well, why? Like, why? Take that 50 grand and, like you said, buy you a LED screen. We got to do better than them thumbtacks in that shit that hung up on your wall.
Or take the $50,000, or take 10 of it, and send your wife into counseling. She was just traumatized. They put the gun to the baby, allegedly. We don't know. We ain't seen that.
Yeah, we didn't see it.
Yeah, we don't really know what. He said in the live, talking about, I told everybody to get down. Nigga, we just saw the video. You did not tell nobody to get down. You said, all right.
Larry. I don't know. But his wife does seem to be sweet. His wife and I, we're Facebook friends, and...
Well, this is what it is. This what it is.
So in the video, Larry Reed is in his bedroom bed.
Hilarious.
And he's just lying, you know. And they're laughing because he, you know, the bishop played the punk. But the bishop's coming on soon, and he's going to light them up. He's going to light both of them up.
Oh, God. Blair is crazy. Okay. What Lisa and DeMarco do make?
I'm down here in Atlanta by myself. Can't nobody tell me what to do.
Oh, God.
Okay, now, what I love about you is that you're a businesswoman. Now, tell me about your website and the sale that's happening tonight.
Okay, so I have an online boutique, and I wanted to start online just to kind of get my feet wet in the business. God has been so good to us. The first week we launched, we was like in the top 14%, like worldwide. So that's absolutely amazing. But I'm preparing to add some new collections and some fall statement pieces on our website. So tonight we are having a blowout sale. Everything on my website serving women sizes small through 3XL is going to be $15 to $25. Why? Because I need to get rid of this stuff, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay?
But have somebody to put it in the chat. Put it in the chat.
Yeah, www.aleeboutique.com. You can go over there and get you a couple of statement pieces from $15 to $20. And the sale will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So at 7 p.m. now, I have a private group for fashion VIPs. And so for them, it goes live at a particular time. But for the public, it'll go live at 7 p.m. EST.
Mm-hmm. Okay, make sure Aisha, somebody to put it in there so that they know. Now, he's here. He said he wants to talk. Oh, you got to hit the thing and request to join, and I'll let you on.
Oh, that'll be great. That will be great.
Yeah, let's go live.
So I got to get kicked off.
Someone said, let's go live since you want to talk and laugh. I would laugh right here in your face that you have, and we just don't need to be a fight. But we're grown. We can say what we want to say.
Yeah.
You already know how I am. I'm straight up with it.
But I am glad that his baby and his wife, I'm glad that they're okay. See, real talk. Bishop, we are glad that y'all are okay. Like, this is not that type of party. We're glad that you're okay.
Right. But it's funny.
Yeah.
That you got thumbtacks on your background.
It's funny.
And you're a multimillionaire.
Bishop, that is funny now, Bishop. I promise. If it was my church, you could laugh at me and I wouldn't laugh at you. I promise. As a matter of fact, at the temporary location right now, I'm at my church, but we're at a temporary location because of reconstruction. But at the church that I'm in right now, Bishop, you can come and laugh on the live stream and laugh at that. I wouldn't even be mad. I promise I would. It's just funny.
Right. Let's see what he got to say. Here he is.
Okay.
Hey, Bishop.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You upset that I was laughing?
Nah, and I'm not upset about anything. You guys have your prerogative to say what you want to say, but when you are turning what happened to my church into a laughing stock, that's what I have a problem with, because I gave you nothing but respect and nothing but honor when I met you. I treated you with nothing but respect, nothing but with straight integrity, and you want to sit here and talk about that I purchased my Cullinan when you bought yours. I never even knew you bought your Cullinan. I bought my Cullinan over a year ago. And when we both met, and let's keep it real, Larry, when we both met, when we was in Times Square, you said, oh, shoot, I got the same color Cullinan. I didn't even know you. I just met you. So why would I purchase a truck like you have? I don't understand. Like I don't understand. And then, young lady, I don't know you. But when you sit here talking about I have thumbtacks on the wall, no, those are backdrops. Those are step and repeats.
okay? And let me tell you, I purchased a church. I own a church. I own a whole block, and that's a temporary church right now. I own the whole block, okay? So at the end of the day, you guys are coming at me and after what my church just went through, and y'all sitting here laughing and making a mockery of it, and you want to talk about, hold on. You want to say and talk about cloudy diamonds? Nobody talking about your diamonds, brother. If you feel that your diamonds is better than mine, so be it. So be it. Okay, no problem. Then you wanted to talk to me about our discussion about.
You don't have to be angry.
I'm not angry at all. But at the end of the day, when I'm looking, my team sends me your live, Larry. I never disrespected you, brother.
Okay.
I treated you with nothing but respect and integrity. So from where this is coming from, I don't know. So please inform me.
Number one, it's opinion. You're viral. My job is to talk about what is viral. I did you a favor.
No, I don't need no favors from you, Larry. But my question to you is, how you found out?
Excuse me?
Ma'am, I don't even know you, ma'am. All right?
But
so you need to stay out of this one. I don't even know you. All right? I don't even know you. You're trying to include yourself into this. You need to go and get some weight loss if you want to laugh about what happened in my church when we got armed robbed. You're fat. That's what you are. You're a fat slob. I don't know you.
Okay.
All right.
We can really get like this.
All right. You're not gonna laugh at the situation where a gun was pointed at my
back.
Where a gun was pointed at. I listened to it. All right.
I listened to it.
So I don't even know you. Number one, I don't know you. I don't know. Don't give me no props and laugh at me at the same time. Don't give me no props and laugh at me at the same time. Yeah, let's go there. Let's go there, Piggy.
Don't know me. You've never.
Let's go there, Piggy.
You're a liar.
I'm a liar. Let's go. How? How am I lying, Piggy?
Number two,
Biggie Big, not Biggie Smalls, but you're Biggie Big.
You are quote unquote.
All right.
Bishop in the Lord's church.
That's right.
You have seen my face on your timeline before, and if you say you haven't, you're a liar.
I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. I do not know you. I do not know you. But at the end of the day, when you come here and try to talk about me and I don't know you at all. And at the end of the day, when I come on and I'm listening and I'm seeing you laughing at me, I'm sitting here, you laughing at me. I don't even know you. And then, Larry,
see,
you want to sit and talk
problem.
About. Hold on.
Problem,
hold on. And, Larry, you want to sit here and
man.
Talk about.
Hold on.
Larry,
here's
and you want to sit here. You want to sit here and talk about that I spoke about homosexuality. Hold on. Ma'am. Hold on one second. Nobody wants to talk to you, Biggie. Nobody wants to talk to you, Biggie. All right? No. Don't talk about women now. Don't talk about women. Because y'all laugh. Y'all laugh when Larry said about the gun and my daughter said, y'all laugh. Y'all laugh. That's what you did. Y'all laugh. That's what you did. And you went there talking about if that's really true. That's what you said, Larry. And y'all laughed. And what you did was, you laid on your carpet. You laid on your carpet and pretended to be me. You're disrespectful, okay? You're disrespectful. And at the end of the day, Larry, I respected you. And you want to talk about the LGBT community? We had a conversation. And my position was that I preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm not if homosexuality is an abomination.
No, you're mean.
What are you talking about mean? How am I mean?
I'm not mean.
You're mean.
You're mean.
Because at the end of the day, y'all sitting here laughing at something that four gunmen could have took my family life, and y'all sitting here making a mockery of it, all right?
This big blip right here
want to sit here and talk about women, all right? And you want to sit here and validate homosexuality because you just admitted that you're a faggot, all right? That's on me.
Spirit that you operate.
No. Everybody understands the response. Everybody knows
the
understands the response. All right. Understand
the
response. I treated you with nothing but respect. I treated you with nothing but respect. All right. And you are foul individual.
You do not have the level of intelligence.
Who cares about your diamonds?
That is horrible. And that is not even true.
Making money. making money. You just start making money.
It
ain't the truth.
And you got children and members.
You can go to Bishop Jordan and you can talk to Bishop Jordan. You can talk to Bishop Jordan and say, oh, I brought the bishop and I said, that ain't right. Let me tell you something, all right? Long as God got me, I don't need none of y'all. I don't need none of you. None of you. All right? None of you. All right? And at the end of the day, you violated, Larry. You violated. Y'all laughing about what happened in my church.
Which
and you
not,
violated.
You making that up.
Listen, let me say, Larry, you ain't built like that. All right? You a whole sucker. You ain't built like that. And
I'm not built like
right
what?
Here,
what
the hell and laugh at my
what
daughter and my father and my family. You're
what
a blimp. You're a fat blimp, all right? And at the end of the day, let me tell you this, right? My family and my church could have got killed. My family and my church could have got killed, okay? And y'all sitting here laughing about it. Sitting here laughing about it, all right? And y'all
we
all
not.
Foul. You're foul. Larry Reed, I treated you with nothing but respect when you came to my town. Nothing but respect, all right?
And
you
I was at my bishop house.
No, I'm talking about in New York City. I treat you with nothing but respect. Nothing but respect. Nothing but respect. I ain't never talked about you, and I actually defended you when people talked about you. I said, I don't get that experience from the brother. The brother's cool with me, all right? But you want to know what? You showed your faith, and you allow money to drive you. You talk about everybody, and you talked about me.
I listened to you. Now your video is on CNN and everywhere because I posted it. I was the first person to put your video out. You should be telling me thank you.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because
you
think so Larry Reed got me on CNN, right? Larry Reed, you're smart.
It's like you get everybody else on the outlet.
I know weed is legal.
It's the whole reason why you were trying to get on my platform from the beginning.
You're not that.
You don't remember that?
You're not that strong, brother. Okay? I don't know who you think you are, and I understand you want to do this for your commercials.
You fucked up here.
Okay?
Come over here.
Listen. I was already in the media before you even posted anything. I saw when you tagged me. Okay? I saw you when you tagged me. Larry, you're not that big, brother. You're not that big.
Okay.
You're not that crazy.
All right.
You're not that big at all. Tell her stop calling me. I'm all right. Tell her stop calling
okay.
me.
Oh, okay.
All right? So at the end of the day, Larry, you're foul. And this woman who called me a woman of God, she's foul.
That's why
I violated the both of y'all. And let me say, anytime you ready, we can do a live, we can do whatever. Don't say and talk about my Bible. And you want to say, and he talk about real estate.
I'm going to say what I want to say.
And I'm going to say what I want to say.
Don't bring it up.
Trust me. You don't know what I do out here because I don't talk about it. You got a big mouth. You got to
figure out. And you don't know what I do because I don't discuss it. But since we're discussing it, let's discuss it. Let's compare.
Compare what?
How many millions have you used to build the church outside of yourself?
Brother, what does that mean? I don't care about
you
what you're talking about.
You brought it up.
I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what you're talking about.
You brought it up.
What's important is my ministry. What's important is my ministry, okay? And let me tell you this. I'm going to get off this because
we're sorry that what happened to you happened.
I don't accept your sorry. I forgive you.
Okay, then don't accept it. Goodbye.
Because everybody know you disrespected my church and you messed with the wrong one. Now you can you can post this and you can do whatever you want to do. But let me tell you this. I respected you. I respected you.
No, you didn't.
I only respect you.
No, you didn't.
No,
you
I didn't. I'm very clear now because I heard how you talked about me and my church and my family when guns were put to my face. All right? When guns were put to my wife's face. All right? All right?
I understand.
Both of y'all need to be ashamed of yourself.
I understand you upset.
Both of you need to be ashamed of yourself.
Don't put stuff in my mouth I didn't say.
Yeah, all right. You're right. You're okay. Okay, okay. Let me tell you something. All we got to do is play it back and show everybody how I laid on the floor. Show everybody. Joke about it.
I did
that.
I did that.
Let me tell you this, brother.
You're not dead.
No problem.
Nobody was killed.
No problem.
If you have to be able to take a joke. You were on the floor.
Don't nobody joke with my family like that, all right?
That ain't how this works. You can't be a public figure and then pick and choose.
That's what
people joke about. People joke on me all the time.
And y'all want to see it talk about. Oh, it's thumbtacks. It ain't no damn thumbtacks in my church. It ain't no thumbtacks in my church.
Whatever it is, it's ugly. And you got enough money to change.
But Larry, you're ugly. Oh, let's talk about that. You're ugly. Let's talk about that. You're a beast. Okay? All right? You and Benjamin Franklin down there and Billy Georgetown down here, right? You're a beast. All right? You are ugly, okay? You're ugly. Homosexual, right? You said you're a homosexual. That's what you said.
No,
you
I didn't
said
say that.
You did say that. You said it. You said it. You said it. You did say it. You did say it.
You didn't listen.
You
were quoted.
You
can say whatever you want to say. Don't make it true.
You quoted that you took nuts in your mouth. That's what you quoted. You quoted that. You
that was because I was molested, nigga.
Chunky co-host today. She's overweight. And so that's why he went in on the poor girl. But yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, his staunch defense there against what happened and his narrative building shows guilt all the way through it, because he kept saying, my family, start bringing in this family, the baby. Nobody saw that happen, you know,
right,
with the baby, and kept, you know, was trying his best to make Larry feel really bad for what he said. And Larry wasn't feeling it, and it, you know, wow.
And the
wow,
reason why Larry,
good audio.
The reason why Larry doesn't feel it is because Larry is wicked.
Mm-hmm.
See, Larry,
mm-hmm.
the bishop is right in the sense that Larry waits for people in the church to fall, and then
yep.
he does shows mocking them, right?
Yep.
And so I've always said this. I don't know if you remember when Eddie Long had just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Reed did a show with Eddie Long Jr.
Mm-hmm. I remember
and
that.
Eddie,
I did watch
Eddie,
Larry
yeah.
once in a while. Yeah.
Right, and Eddie
Years
Long
ago.
And Eddie
like,
Long Jr. showed up at Larry's house armed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talked out
yes.
of doing Larry Reed harm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said this. One day, someone's just going to walk up behind Larry Reed
yep.
and put a bullet in his head.
Yep.
Because
you said that from the beginning. You
right,
have said
because,
that for years.
Right, because you see, there are tens of thousands of people, and this is no exaggeration, that Larry has built his empire on mocking their
mm-hmm.
demise.
Yep. Yep.
And when they start asking, did this guy have enemies? Yeah, 10,000. So good luck.
Right.
Trying to find out which
yeah.
one was the one that got their sweet revenge.
You know, I remember you talking about the bishop, you know, back when you were doing the bishops and him going on every time about another bishop, and I thought, and you said it back then, you said it's just a matter of time before
sure.
one of these guys goes after him, and because he was playing right in the middle. I mean, I don't know why he thinks he can say those things. I mean, he was right. I could tell that he was defending this guy here, this bishop, he was, you know, narrative building. He's bringing his family
right,
in.
Right, right.
The Whitehead. But, you know, Larry, yeah, he always rubs it a little too far. In fact,
right.
I watched him on and off years ago, but I quit watching him because I felt like,
yeah.
oh, boy, you know.
Sure.
But, yeah, you're right. What a brilliant
yeah.
clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy,
yeah.
look at his background, bro. Look at who his connections are.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That was
one
like
day,
Atlanta yeah. going against Brooklyn right there.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. One day, Larry is going to get it.
Yeah.
One day. See?
Yeah.
And, if God, you know, again, because he is... right now, Larry, you know, Larry's making a lot of money. He's making
mm-hmm.
a lot of money, but devil's going to take him down.
Can't take it with you. Yeah, he can't take it with you.
Yeah.
When
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for adding that, because that explains a lot. I think we can see through this guy clearly. This is just it's, you know, the more I listen to these people, the more it's just like the mob.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're
sure.
like a mob.
Absolutely. Look, it's about don't shame me because it's my money. Right? It's,
mm-hmm.
With all these guys, when you mess with their money in some way or fashion, they will come after you. They
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
And you heard what the guy said. He said, I don't care about Bishop Jordan. Because he knows
yeah.
that Larry Reed is protected by Bishop Jordan.
correct.
But you
well,
know,
that might have been his mistake.
Yeah, right. But Bishop Jordan ain't Superman. He can't stop a speeding bullet.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Well,
this guy's full of it, and he's definitely, you know, I think we could. I would, you know, we'll wait, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a
that's
fan.
That's what it is. But as
I'm
far
not a
as
fan.
As,
yeah, I'm not a fan of either guy. Right? I mean, I'm not rooting for
right.
Bishop Whitehead. And I'm,
right.
you know, but you know, one thing, you know, the mafia never does. The mafia never touches women and children.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, you know, they have their code of ethics, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we want to gun each other down, that's one thing. But you don't gun down, you don't involve women and children.
Right.
And Larry was making fun. You know, a lot of pastors, you know, whom Larry speaks about, their kids surf the net. And they hear what Larry says about their parents.
Right.
You know?
And you know that's going
like,
on in every, you know, every part of
yeah.
society that's going on.
Right.
So,
yeah. Right.
But we don't expect it in a church from supposedly a bishop. That's the whole point. Is this guy really who he says he is? Is this
guy really a bishop? No.
Heck,
he's not a,
no.
He's not a bishop. He's not a bishop, and he's not even a member of the Lord's church. He's not a member
yes,
of the Lord's
exactly.
church. But,
exactly.
But it's interesting to see how these people are just, you know, cancel each other out. Because they cancel
yeah.
each other out with guns.
Exactly.
That's how they cancel each other out, you know. And I'm surprised.
Yep.
I'm surprised that Larry's still walking around.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Because I
like,
thought with the bishop thing when he got in between that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I'm surprised that Larry Reed is still around. I would have thought
mm-hmm.
he would have gotten it by now.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So,
yep.
It is what it is. It is what
well,
it is.
Well, at least we got through, you know, that. And I think, you know, just showing the obvious here. Hey, if something happens to either one, you heard it here first, right?
Yeah,
was
that's
involved
right.
in. If they say, did he have any enemies? We have the list.
Sure.
You know.
Absolutely.
Listen, but, you know,
for each guy's got to look over their shoulder, right? Each guy.
Yes.
Because for different
yes.
reasons. For different
mm-hmm.
reasons, each guy's got to look over his shoulder.
That's right.
You
That's
know?
Right.
Everybody, all these guys have enemies.
yep.
Bishop Jordan has enemies.
Yep.
Right? All of these
it's
people.
Amazing.
George Bloomer has enemies. They all have
mm-hmm.
enemies. There are people that they ripped off. There are people that they, in the case of George Bloomer, he molested. In the case of Larry Reed, he molested, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
It is what it is.
It's a matter of them just, you know, coming together. You know, I remembered something you did in one of your teachings. You were talking about, you quoted Revelation 22:15, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers
right.
and murderers and idolaters. And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. That's
mm-hmm.
so true. I mean, it's
yep.
something, when you quoted that, I have meditated and thought about that. And I went and I looked up the dogs and I looked up the sorcerers. Every one of those, I went back and looked up and the reason why those terms were used.
Right.
You know? But it's true. And it's a good discernment lesson. People, you know, these are people who have no right to the tree of life, nor will they enter into the city, New
mm-hmm.
Jerusalem, you know?
Yep,
so
yep, yep. And I want
they
nothing.
Will not do that.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with these people, nothing.
Yeah, and
nothing.
Discernment, if you just look at this and compare that, Revelation 22:15, and look around, That settles it. There's no guessing. If you can attach us to just that, that's discernment. And honestly, that was very profound because I really, I mean, I love the book of Revelation anyway, but I really thought about that and I really broke that apart. And I was, you know, it caused me to think when I look around, that's exactly what I see.
Right.
Surrounding us. And now they're in the church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've moved into the church.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Well, great show as always. And
well, thank you.
Maybe next Thursday we'll have an update. Maybe something happened, right? We'll know in a couple of, maybe by next Thursday,
maybe
next
I'll,
show.
I'll save my paperwork just in case they want to know.
Exactly.
About him. Because that was a lot of digging. I'm telling you, that's a lot of digging to get on him to find out just who is this guy, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, what did he do? You know, whatever.
And who's after him?
Past.
Who's after
him? And who's after him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great show. You have the last word.
Well, that would be it. I would say look at, you know, Revelation there, 22:15. That will help you with discernment and help you distinguish, you know, who's who. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Yeah.